Drake was slated to receive over $7.5 million for local projects. The project has been a top priority on Wrangell's wish list for several months now. The new Wrangell Medical Center is getting $3 million. Borough manager Tim Rooney explains how the money will be used in the project.
It would go to the construction of the medical facility eventually. They're still, right now, they're in the beginning stages of their design of the hospital. They've just awarded their construction project to an architectural firm, and they're drawing up the plans for the construction now.
David E. Johnson Architect and American Health Facility Development were recently chosen to design the medical center. Construction is slated to begin no later than next spring and finish by 2013. Local roads will be receiving a makeover thanks to the capital budget. Rooney says the borough received $1 million toward improving roads.
We actually applied for it with the idea to put the funding towards the paving of Weber and to do some preliminary work for Cassiar as well. We could also put some of it toward some general road maintenance throughout the community, and then also toward the downtown project too.
Other projects that made the cut include $85,000 for electrical system upgrades, $40,000 to replace wrestling mats in Wrangell Public Schools, $110,000 for the Chief Shakes Tribal House renovations and carving shed project, $3.25 million for city dock improvements, and $75,000 for the waterfront master plan. With every project that gets funding, some are left out. The biggest Wrangell project on the chopping block was $670,000 toward the closure of the landfill. Rooney says most of the process for the closure was already funded. He says the money would have been used for other projects related to the landfill.
We would have used any additional funding for the landfill project would have gone toward looking at how we could have perhaps implemented some form of a recycling program, and then also some needed equipment that we have. Our equipment needs that we have now, since all of our refuse is barged out of Wrangell.
The other project left out of the budget was $125,000 for the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority, which was requested by all member communities. Overall, Rooney says he felt the funding Wrangell got from the state was a success.
It's been several years since Wrangell has experienced this type of an influx of money into our community from the state level, and we're certainly very appreciative of it, and we're glad it happened.
Rooney cites Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson and Sitka Senator Bert Stedman as crucial parts in getting the funding for the borough. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.